I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. He is the professor. He is with 710 Seattle ESPN. John Clayton joins us on the show. John, really appreciate you coming on.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
Good. So let's start here. We talk all the time about who the best quarterback in the NFL is, Patrick Mahomes. You see a good one in Russell Wilson. How would you rank these three, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think they're the best two quarterbacks in the league. Right now, I still have Mahomes slightly over Russell Wilson. But the way that Russell Wilson's starting, you know, this may be the year he finally gets the MVP he's sought for the longest period of time, because he started off completing 84%+ of his passes, 9 touchdown passes in 2 games. He's got a 9-yard average. But again, you know, I still look at Mahomes as he's obviously the best quarterback the last 2 years. Then, of course, on the young quarterbacks, I put Deshaun Watson a little bit ahead of Lamar Jackson, but I guess we'll find out if Lamar Jackson is able to beat the Chiefs coming up in this weekend's game, then we might have to readjust things. But overall, I think at 1 and 2, depending on which way you want to go, it's Mahomes and Wilson, and I'd say right now Mahomes still has the edge. The guy's incredible.
John, that's interesting, because at least on this show, we have Lamar pretty far ahead of Deshaun Watson. Why do you have it the other way?
Just because I think he's the better quarterback, because he's got, you know, better accuracy. He's still a big time. And really, the difference is, and again, Lamar's catching up pretty fast. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, Watson can carry a team, where at least in the case of Jackson, he's got a great running game around him, decent offensive line, and some decent weapons. But what Deshaun Watson's been able to do is take a declining Houston Texans team and keep it still in a playoff mode. Now, it's probably caught up to him this year, and part of that's because, you know, they've been putting so much money into the offense in Houston that it's cost the defense. And you watched it in Week 1, they can't stop the run anymore. They're questionable with their pass rush. They have questions in the secondary. And of course, it doesn't help when you start off in the season against the 3 best teams in the AFC, Kansas City, and then you come back and you have to play Baltimore, and then you play Pittsburgh, because I think Pittsburgh's going to have a bounce-back year. But you saw in the first 2 games, even with Watson and not even getting the ball downfield as much as he could, I just think the guy right now is good, and he certainly earned a $39 million a year contract that was slightly below the Patrick Mahomes deal.
Right now we're talking to John Clayton of 710 Seattle ESPN Radio. Always good to catch up with the professor, John Clayton. I'm curious your thoughts on the Chiefs' last game, because they didn't really visually dominate the game. They weren't their typical selves, but good teams find a way to win in those types of situations. What did you make of the Chiefs' wins over the Chargers?
Well, okay, what I look at is that's why I have Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the league. He's now got, 6 consecutive games where, going back to last year, where he's overcome double-digit deficits. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, we haven't seen a stretch like that, but that's just absolutely amazing to be down 10 or more points and go 6 straight games all through the playoffs, the Super Bowl, start of the season, and be able to win. I mean, that's incredible. But I think the reason it's incredible is that what you can see is that still is a little bit of a drop-off on defense. Defense in general league-wide is down right now because, you know, teams are averaging 25.15 points a game, you know, because of the pandemic and everything else. Offenses are ahead of defenses, and so you have more shootouts. And so because of that, Patrick Mahomes is comfortable in that. And you watched him last week, as you've watched him now for the longest period of time. He's just so good and so calm in the tough situations. You know, the game slowed down to him faster than just about any other quarterback in NFL history. And so he's so comfortable just waiting for that last drive to be able to get the victory, whether it's going to be a field goal drive in overtime or get that touchdown drive to put him ahead. But you can see that they survived so far with the cornerback problems that keep the cornerback position short, because what they finished with three cornerbacks that were left because of all the injuries and stuff that's happened, Breshad Breeland and all that stuff, and then Frank Clark had an illness and all that. But they need to tighten some things up on defense, but still they're in great shape, particularly if they can win this game against Baltimore.
Hey, Professor, being out in Seattle as long as you have, you've gotten a chance to see a lot of Frank Clark. A couple of questions. One, has his health, especially this stomach thing, been an ongoing issue? And two, do you consider to be Frank Clark an elite pass rusher?
Yeah, there's no question Frank Clark's an elite pass rusher. I don't know what the stomach thing really is. I know he used to have some problems with his wrist because a lot of times using his hands, he'd end up getting some wrist injuries, and that kind of not slowed him down, but were painful, and he'd have to deal with it because you'd see him after plays and he's shaking his hand and all that stuff. But no, there's no question he's an elite pass rusher because he has the ability in most seasons to be able to get 10 or more sacks. But the stomach thing, I don't know what this one is.
John, you mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm with you. I think that they're a really talented team who's on the come up. Do you think that it's Kansas City, Baltimore, and everybody else? Like, is the game on Monday night a preview of the AFC Championship game?
No, I think what it is that it's Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh, and then everybody else. And then you start throwing in Buffalo, maybe you throw in the New England Patriots, definitely you throw in Tennessee. But I think once you get to past Pittsburgh, there's a little bit of a gap. I mean, you still got a young quarterback in Josh Allen. I just watched Cam Newton have an incredible performance against Seattle, completing 71% of his passes. So you can see that they still are going to be in the hunt. But I still think the best three teams, and the reason I keep on saying Pittsburgh is that, number one, they've got a top five defense. Number two, Ben Roethlisberger's back, and he's showing no problems with his elbow. Juju Smith-Schuster is doing well at the wide receiver position. And so when you have a top five defense and a quarterback as good as Ben and an easy schedule, because remember, unlike what you're seeing at the start of the season with the Chiefs and the AFC North has the easiest schedule in football. I know if you go back to last year's records, if you take away the two Baltimore games that they have to play, Pittsburgh plays a 398 schedule. And on top of that, they play just about more young quarterbacks than anybody else in football. And when you have Ben Roethlisberger, that defense, and going against a young quarterback, then you have a good chance to win.
Right now we're talking to John Clayton of 710 Seattle ESPN Radio. You just saw the New England Patriots. You didn't put them in the group with Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. I understand it. We've only seen two games of Cam Newton. What was your impression of Cam and the Patriots and just watching them? Because Cam looks healthy. Cam looks motivated. This is the best we've seen him since he won an NFL MVP.
Oh, agreed. I think that that was the best performance I've seen him because, not only did he have the 11 runs, he's had now, 26 runs in two games, and he's running well, but he's throwing so much better. And I think two things have helped him. He's doing better footwork things on the field. He's throwing more accurately because of the footwork improvement. I think that Josh McDaniels has come up with some very creative plays, but they fell behind. It looked like it was going to be pretty much a second half blowout, but then he was able to will his way back. But he looks good now. You can see there's a little bit of leakage in their defense, as there should be. When you start to take five key guys out of any defense, it's tough, and particularly what they ended up losing at linebacker. They lost four of their top five linebackers. They lost Danny Shelton, a good run-stopping defensive tackle. And so that had to play into things. But the interesting thing is they've got the best three coverage man-to-man cornerbacks in football. But, when you go two tight ends against them, then it's a little bit more of a problem because they have a little less strength and a little less bulk to be able to stop the run. So that's why Seattle came out after having 38 dropbacks in the past the first week against Atlanta and only 20 runs. They ran the ball 30 times. They got 154 yards, and then DK Metcalf did the best against Stephon Gilmore we've seen in a couple of years because they're both physical, but Metcalf had five catches, 92 yards, and a 38-yard touchdown pass.
John, last thing before you get out of here, Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Ravens. Ravens a 3-point favorite. How do you see the game playing out?
I still think I still put the money on Kansas City because, again, I just think with Patrick Mahomes he's just so good. You know, the one thing that Cleveland has, I mean, that's the interesting thing. That's why I'm sure the odds makers are going with Baltimore, because, you know, they've just had blowouts in just about everything they've done. And for the Chiefs to win, it's going to be a comeback. And so, but I still go with the fact that if you have the best quarterback usually wins.
John, really quick, what do you make of all the injuries that are happening in the NFL? You've covered this league for a long time. You know coaches, you know players. We haven't really seen, I think, the catastrophic season-ending injuries the way we did in week two. What do you make of everything that's happened the last week in the NFL?
Yeah, because week two was the worst week I've seen for injuries, and that covered as hard as anybody in football. But it was so predictable. This is what everybody said was going to happen. You go back to 2011 when there was no off-season program, and I know J.C. Treader of the Union came out and put these stats out, which are 100% accurate. There was a 44% increase in hamstring injuries. They doubled the number of Achilles tendon tears. There was more than 50 ACL tears. And so you see this in every training camp. You see it all through the season. It's like, okay, when you go to the first OTA, there's going to be 3 to 4 Achilles tears, or you have ACL tears. Then you ramp it up and you go into the mini camp, and there's going to be the same number and an increase in the number of Achilles and ACL tears. And then when you start the regular season, you see the same thing. So this is one that was the most predictable thing in the world. And with the damage done in week two, I'm anticipating there's going to be 25 to 30 starters that aren't going to be back on the field because of injuries suffered in week two. And that's going to devastate some teams like San Francisco. Dallas has some problems. So, again, but this was all everybody thought was going to happen, and it's happened.
That is John Clayton of 710 Seattle, ESPN Radio, the professor, one of the best NFL voices around. John, really appreciate you making time for us today. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.